This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Forecasters are warning of severe thunderstorms and possibly tornadoes around Denver and the Eastern Plains this afternoon. Maggie Eitiker is with the National Weather Service.
Biggest threat would be the hail size, up to 1 to 2 inches. That would be the biggest threat, but we also have some severe wind and a couple of tornadoes are also possible for the Denver Metro.
The storms could arrive around 2 p.m. and go into the evening with lighter showers overnight. A lawsuit to block Governor Polis from complying with an information request from Immigration Enforcement went before a judge Monday. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado law bars the state from sharing people's information with federal immigration authorities unless it's for a criminal investigation. Polis decided that an administrative subpoena asking for information about sponsors of unaccompanied immigrant children met that criteria. Joseph Barella heads the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment and defended the governor's request at the court hearing.
The governor's decision was really looking at the grounds of the subpoena and the concern over the welfare of those unaccompanied alien children and what the subpoena was asking for. And the decision was that it was not a civil immigration matter, but it was a criminal investigation.
But an official at the department argues the federal request is too broad and vague to count as a criminal investigation, and his staff shouldn't be required to fulfill it. The court hearing is expected to last one more day. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The White House plans to rescind a nearly quarter-century-old rule that blocked logging on national forest lands. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said Monday that the 2001 roadless rule impeded road construction and timber production that they say would have reduced the risk of wildfires. The USDA says the rule affects 30% of national forest lands nationwide. Environmental groups criticized the proposed change, calling it bad for air and water and habitat. This is CPR News.